Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM. A River Network production.
You can also see the show. We do a Facebook Live stream of the show, and anytime that I'm on, Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, live, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time, Big Willie 105.5. Also on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290 and the Sturdy 1430, and now a new radio station signal to carry our show, 94.9 FM. We're just growing and growing and growing. We're all so terribly excited. Our Facebook page for Big Willie 105.5 is exploding. It's just blowing up. We've got so many people interacting, so many views. It's unbelievable. It really is. So thank you so much for that. Or the views that we have with our Facebook live stream. I'll never understand why anybody would want to see me essentially just talking into a microphone. There's really nothing to see here. I mean, there's just simply nothing to see. And yet we get thousands of views for each show. Thousands of views. It's unbelievable to me. I don't know why. I'm grateful. I can't understand it, but I am very, very grateful. Thank you very, very much. Get a life. But until then, thanks for watching. All right, so we've got all of that. So back to the Dieselgate problem with Sam's Club in St. C. If you just joined us, you missed some incredible insights of mine, including that Sam's Club and Walmart, they give you a phone, for the media, they give you a contact URL, an address on the internet, so you can get more information, but they give you the wrong address. And I'll play that very quickly here. This won't take very long at all. And all right, let me do Bluetooth. All right, here we go again. And the address that they give you is news.walmart.com/reporter. That's the wrong address. It should be news@walmart. But I think they do this on purpose to give you the illusion that they're very friendly and helpful and forthcoming. But they give you, I'm sure it's on purpose, the wrong address. It's the wrong
address. .com/reporter. To repeat this information, please press pound. To go back to the main media inquiries can be submitted online at news.walmart.com/reporter. That is news.walmart.com/reporter.
There you go. News.walmart.com/ it should be news@. So I reached out to them. I got a response right away from a media person there that essentially told me nothing. And I followed up with this simple question, a simple message. Thank you for this. What's the process that your customers must go through? I think that's a pretty obvious question. What the hell do the customers have to go through? So we're seeing all sorts of online rumors and statements, misstatements regarding the claims process. Many people here in the Upper Ohio Valley are very upset and are claiming, rightly or wrongly, that Sam's essentially is making them jump through many hoops in order to make them whole. I sent that 4:30 yesterday afternoon and still no response. And I don't think I'm going to get a response. I hope I do. I hope I'm misreading this. I hope I get a response. But I think this thing where they purposely are giving us the wrong a URL for the media, I don't think that's an accident at all. I really don't. I think that's by design to reduce the number of people who are going to be asking questions. But there are 101 questions that have to be answered here, and I don't see Sam's Club answering any of them. I have the official statement, which tells me nothing. It doesn't tell me how long this problem has been going on. It doesn't tell me how many tanks were involved. It doesn't tell me how many vehicles were involved. It doesn't tell us the process. What does each person have to do if they think that they have any diesel in their car because they're thinking they're gassing up at Sam's Club, but in fact, it's diesel that they're putting in there? I did a brief look around the pumps, and the only sign that, in fact, somebody sent me the sign that said, we're out of, I'm paraphrasing, out of 87, try 93. But there was no sign that I saw anyway that said, look, if you've got a claim or whatever, go inside to the Sam's Club there at St. C and, you know, fill out forms and we're going to give you a whole list of things to do. This is unbelievable. You're putting all of the onus on the customer, the Sam's Club customer. And I think that's absolutely terrible. And I was there yesterday. I saw it with my own eyes. A couple from Bel Air was there, and the customer service people were fine. They were very nice ladies, but they had nothing to hand her. Not a to-do list. Here's what you need to do. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Nothing. She took down a name and number, and here's the thing. Sam's Club knows every person who's been screwed over, because Sam's Club has got to know the moment the wrong the diesel fuel was put into the gas tank container at the pumps. They have to know the day, they have to know the hour, which means that Sam's Club already knows every person who was impacted by this from the moment that it started. Because you've got cameras everywhere, you've got the computers, you've got everything. You know exactly when the tanker came. And I'm assuming this is the first time this has happened. But nowhere does it say in their statement how many tanks were involved, how long, how many vehicles or whatever. Sam's Club knows how many vehicles were involved. Because you got to be a Sam's Club member. You're using a credit card most times, but you got to be a Sam's Club member. So Sam's Club already knows every potential victim of this. Sam's Club knows the name, the address, the phone number, the email, the credit card, the Sam's Club membership. Sam's Club knows everything. Why are they putting it on the individuals to come to the store and give them their name? Sam's Club already knows this. They should be sending out a message to everyone who was involved in this, because again, they know who all the people are. They know their vehicles. They've got all of the information. And say to them, this is what happened. And this is what you need to do for us to make you whole. And don't put the onus on the individual. This is a Sam's Club problem. But I was amazed when I was there yesterday looking at the counter. They have nothing to hand out to these people. These people have to guess. What am I supposed to do now? Who do I go to? Do I take this to a dealership? Do I take this to a garage? They've got to tear the car apart. What about, do I have to pay for a loaner car? Will my insurance? This is unbelievable to me. Take a look at the comments on the St. Clairsville's, one of the St. Clairsville groups. Last time I checked, there were more than 150 comments. A lot of people wondering, what are we supposed to do? Do we call our insurance company or what do we do this? How do we do that? Whatever. More than 150 comments, which says to me there are more than 150 opportunities for Sam's Club to answer their questions. I didn't see anybody from Sam's Club responding to any of them. It's up to the individual to determine whether he might be a victim. Are you friggin' kidding me? Sam's Club knows everyone who pumped gas or diesel at any moment at any of their pumps in St. Clairsville. How many are we talking about here? 200 people, 500 victims, 1,000? What are they supposed to do? Let's say it's 500 people. I don't know what the number is. Let's just say 500 people, mostly Belmont County people. They have to go to what, 500 different car dealerships or garages and say, hey, I think I've got diesel in my car here and engine, and what am I supposed to do? Who's going to pay for that? Some of these people can't afford the upfront cost. Why should they have to pay anything? Sam's Club should be taking the lead on this, saying, hey, we screwed up. We're going to make you whole. We're going to take care of everything. We are going to pay for your rental car. We are going to pay for the new engine for the vehicles that we screwed up. We're going to pay for the this. We're going to pay for the that. Have an entire list of everything. Don't call your insurance company. We don't want your insurance rates to go up. This is our fault. There are 150 some odd people
just in that one group on Facebook, so St. Clairsville, going, where are we supposed to go? What are we supposed to do? Whose fault this is? Every one of those questions says to me that Sam's Club should have been answering every one of them, should have a form, should have a statement about how anyone who's a victim should be, what they need to do. Sam's Club should be paying for every rental car, should be paying for every bit of service done to these vehicles, and it should not be money reimbursing their customers, because their customers sometimes, many times, they can't afford this. They can't afford this, and then waiting for Sam's Club to maybe reimburse them. This is ass backwards. Sam's Club is responsible for this. They say it's, well, it was a third party. Yeah, that's your third party. You're the one who hired them. It says Sam's Club, Sam apostrophe S, possessive. This is on you. And you have your customers doing all the work, and they don't even know what to do. You don't even give them a sheet saying, hey, we're responsible. You bring your car here. We'll bring it to our automotive department. We'll do whatever we have to do. We will pay for your loaner cars. We will take care of all of the expenses up front so not a penny comes out of your pocket. This is on us. They know exactly how many people were involved. They have records of everything, but they won't tell us. They won't tell us how many people were involved, how many vehicles. They won't tell us the length of time this has been going on. What, it's been 2 days, 3 days, a week? Who the hell knows? Who the hell knows? Why would you have your customers put, why would you put the onus on your customers to do, you go do all the work and then we'll reimburse you? BS. No, no, no. These are your customers. You did this to them. You're the ones that have to eat all the costs up front, including all the loaner cars for these poor people. Honestly, this is absolutely unbelievable to me. It's absolutely unbelievable. How do you treat people this way? But again, remember, when I first reached out, went to their media people on their phone thing, they gave me the wrong email address. Don't tell me that's an accident. And their statement, very nice, very flowery, tells you nothing. Doesn't tell you how long this has been going on, how many pumps, how many tanks, how many vehicles, how many victims. And not even a sheet of paper to hand them at the service counter saying, this is what you need to do. Look at all the people who are asking those questions right now on the Facebook group St. Clairsville. They don't know. Sam's Club should have told every one of them exactly what to do. And Sam's Club is the one that's got to eat the cost of everything up front.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm the man who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand.
'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt.